fucking thought of you.
Oh, you never heard.
I wanted to see Mama Mia a couple weeks ago and listen to, and heard ABBA for like 2 weeks when I meditated.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, you got to pay attention to those lyrics. They often have a message.
Oh, God. If Connie starts channeling ABBA, I'm
so Dancing Queen.
Oh, God, now I can't stop giggling.
What a great thing it is to not be able to stop giggling. I'm taking a 3-day laugh yoga workshop in September, where we're going to laugh for 3 days.
Very painful.
I'll be sore coming home, I'm sure, but it'll be worth it.
Is it hot yoga laughing?
No.
Oh.
It's cool yoga laughing. So let's just breathe. Breathe and relax and maybe wriggle. Wriggle is speaking to me at the moment. Just getting comfortable. Getting settled. Engaging our willingness to center down. To relax into peace. To connect with tranquility and to hear the lovely echoes of voices in the distance as part of the wonderful ambiance with the ticking of the clock that just allows us to feel the divine order that is present right here and right now. Nowhere else to go, nothing else to do. Just letting go. Letting go of getting here. Letting go of settling in. Letting go into peace, tranquility, and ease. Sinking into the infinite nature of love that exists everywhere and always. Infinite love. Boundless serenity. Utter and exquisite peace. Recognizing that all of life is blessed. There is a tremendous blessing of being at this place, sitting at these tables with these people in this moment. A divinely ordained rendezvous that was a match for each of us, powerfully drawn for Maggie and Marcia and Joanne and David and Judy and Seal and Jim and Connie to be centered in the circle now, to be at peace in the light, to be present in this moment. Receive the gift of our connection and the power of what it draws forward, what it allows in this space today. Six inches above the center of your head, there is a 3-inch star. It's a tiny little star, smaller than the palm of your hand, holds the light of the universe. It is an opening, a portal, unique to you. The chakra that exists above your head, the energy center. It is filled with light, your light, your inner being's light, the light of love, the beautiful grace of spirit, the dynamic non-physical energy that is endless and boundless and limitless and full and whole and complete in every moment. That is the center of the universe right here and right now. I am grateful for our knowing of the light, of our connection with our stars, of the radiance of all of the collective stars in this room right now. The divine mind is present in that star energy. The divine mind is our mind all the time, but we don't always recognize it. So I invite you to light the star's light, to allow the star's light to enter your brain, connect with your local mind, that part of you that you think of as the temporal you, one with the name, that sits in the chair, that moves about the city. That you has a local mind that is part of the one mind, that is filled in this moment with the divine radiant light of awareness, that thinks with the mind of Source in our mind. When we find our connection, when we allow the fullness of our being to be present, allowing the radiant light, divine awareness, to fill our brain, to resonate in our head, to connect with all of the nerves in our nervous system that run through our head, allowing our nervous system to be illumined from the top down, allowing the light from the star now to run down our spinal cord, radiating out through all the nerves in our nervous system, the nerves that innervate our skin, that supply nerve endings to all of our organs and systems, that connect our cells with synapses that fire electrically, the electromagnetic nervous system of our bodies, his spirit, is illumined and is always filled with light. But we don't always recognize it. And in this moment, as we allow that illuminating energy of our divine star to run through our nervous system, allow yourself to feel the pleasure of the lighting up of all the organ cells and systems of your body, illumined, enlightened, radiant, brilliant, empowered. We are the light. We are the light right here and right now, and it runs down through our arms, from our upper arms into our elbows and forearms and wrists and hands and into our fingertips and into the pads of our fingertips, into the palms of our hands. Allow yourself to feel the energy running in your hands right now. The energy of light. The divine energy of radiance. The power and beauty of Source. Running energy in our bodies and our hands right now. Our hands are so sensitive, receptive to the touch of the physical, but also to the feeling of energy. We have the capacity to perceive the energy of our being, to not just know that we are alive, but to feel the liveliness of our aliveness. It is so powerful to return to our shoulders and feel that divine energy running down the front of our bodies, through the organ cells and systems of our torsos into our hearts, our lungs, our livers, our pancreas, our stomachs, into our pelvic organs. Welcoming Peter into the light that we are sharing today. As we run the energy of the star above our heads, down through our bodies, allowing that divine energy running through our nervous system and our torso, down into our pelvic areas now, into our hips, and all the organs contained there. Allowing that light energy to move into our thighs, our knees, our calves, our ankles, our feet, our very tippy toes, feeling the pads of our toes and the soles of our feet running energy. Allowing that divine energy now that's running from above our heads, down through our heads and our shoulders, our arms, our bodies, our legs, into our feet, to open through the soles of our feet now down into the earth, and allow that beautiful light energy to clear out any darkness, to illumine any spaces that require revealing of the wholeness that is always there, allowing the energy to run freely, to go with the flow, to open and refresh and renew every organ, cell, and system, to feel the grace and the power of spirit running through us as light, all the way from above our heads, down in a waterfall over our bodies, down into the ground. Relaxing, restoring, refreshing, renewing, revitalizing every aspect of our being. If there's any part of your body that feels like it would like a little extra attention, you can send the light there on purpose and feel the grace of that connection. For the energy follows our attention. If we think of our left shoulder, the energy moves through more fully in our left shoulder. If we think of our right hip, it goes there. Feeling the energy flow, knowing it is totally unlimited, the unlimited, infinite energy of the universe flows through us at our command anytime we invite it, anytime we recognize its experience, for that stream is always flowing through us, in us, as us. It is the liveness of our being. It is that grace that brings balance and harmony to every chemical reaction. It controls our immune system, our digestive system, our circulatory system, our lymphatic system, our respiratory system, our systems of assimilation and elimination. It refreshes all our bodies. All of the organ cells and systems. Every day, every moment, every hour, with our doing nothing but breathing and allowing. We are recognizing the truth of our being as light, as flowing energy, as a loving recognition of Source, Spirit in motion on the planet, as each of us. I was reminded this week of the remarkable work that Louise Hay has done in her life about focusing on what is lovable within us and seeing that beautiful inner child that has always been innocent, has always been holy, that exists radiant and golden and glorious within us. The totally lovable, perfect child that we were born to be. The one that's so easy to open our hearts to. The one we remember smiling and giggling and laughing and playing. The one who came to love. Who came with a heart wide open, eager for life. Let's surround this little one with light. Let's remember the truth of who we are. Eager. Little ones, still little ones. Still youngsters. Still fresh. And full of ourselves and capable and whole and confident and free. Makes me want to throw back my head and align my power a little better. The little ones are so incredibly powerful. They let the river of light flow through them as them, and they love who they are. So let's love this wholeness of who we are. Let's love the peace and the power and the grace of these little ones that shine in our eyes, that giggle in our voices, that love in our hearts. And now let's open our hearts to those parts of ourselves that we may have lost touch with through the influence of pained others, through the limiting beliefs in our families, or the criticism of our teachers, or the mocking of our schoolmates. Parts of ourselves that we blocked or cut off as not good enough, as not lovable enough, as not perfect enough, as not capable enough, whatever it was for each of us. A piece of ourselves that we allowed to be veiled, be shadowed by a limiting belief that we learned somewhere along the way. See if you can see an image of this child. The one whose smile isn't quite so bright, or who has a tear in his or her eye, or is scuffing the sneaker bravely to hide the fact that she's afraid. That beautiful parts of ourselves that we didn't always see as beautiful. There's such a wonderful song that goes, "How could anyone ever tell you you are anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul." Our souls are connected by the starlight that runs through us. There is only one light, and we are each the beautiful reflection of that light. So let's allow that light to flow through these beautiful children that we have been. Embracing them, refreshing them, restoring them, revitalizing them to the wholeness they were born with. We've seen the vision of the golden child. We know exactly how they look. We know how they feel. We know how they giggle. We know how open they are to adventures and experiences. We know how free and powerful and confident and loving they are. And all of us has that as our birthright. Allowing the light to illumine the spots that were shaded for a short time in the consciousness of our lives. 30, 40, 50, 60 years is a very short time. We are eternal beings. We have all the time in the world and beyond it to be love, to be grace, to be peace, to be power. We are fully equipped to do this wonderful, playful adventure in the world. We are the light. We are perfect, whole, and complete right now. Nothing to be disintegrated or reintegrated, only that wholeness to be revealed that has been here all along, allowing the wholeness, allowing the grace, allowing the beauty, allowing the wonder, filling our minds and our hearts and our bodies and our beings with the wonder as we gaze at who we truly are, the magnificent, the beautiful, the divine, the leading edge of non-physical thought. We are the light. We are the love. We are the grace. We are the wholeness. We are the peace. We are the intelligence. We are the creativity. We are the beauty. We are the harmony. We are the clarity. We are the joy. We are it. Right here and now. Everywhere and always. There's nowhere we can go where God is not. We take it with us everywhere we go. We are it. And it is good. And so it is. So let's just stretch. Breathing deeply and relaxing again. Recognizing within ourselves that beauty and that power. Opening our eyes and seeing everywhere around us. Loving the wholeness and the fullness and the truth of who we are. Life is good. All is well.